This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. New Mexico is among states that have a difficult time finding medical professionals, nurses in particular, to work in rural and underserved areas throughout the state. And earlier this week, the New Mexico Department of Health announced a new initiative to try and ameliorate this problem. Details after this word from our media partner.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. Did you know that 67% of New Mexicans live in cities, towns, and villages? That's almost 1.5 million folks. The New Mexico Municipal League lobbies on behalf of cities to secure the resources for essential municipal services, such as water, sewer, police, and fire protection. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Bill Chaltry is the chief nursing officer for the New Mexico Department of Health. He explains the DOH has adopted new rules that allow for hiring nurses who've not yet completed their licensing process.
By allowing this change under the state personnel office, we can hire these nurses sooner. Currently, we're having an issue when the nurses are looking for jobs right out of school, and we have not been able to hire these folks, losing them to hospitals who are able to offer them a job prior to licensure. So the state personnel office requirements have been changed to allow us to do this. And so it puts us in a more competitive position with other hospitals and nursing positions around the state, so that we can try and bring these nurses in, increasing our positions of having nurses available to provide health care.
He says these newly adopted rules should help with regards to timing.
This is really going to be able to help us do is to get these folks on board with us before they take a job elsewhere. Once they take a job at the local hospital, for instance, trying to get them to leave there and come work for us, even if they're interested, is difficult.
Additionally, the state has created a new classification of job positions for medical assistants. The new guidelines will continue to build on efforts to bolster New Mexico's healthcare workforce in communities across the state. Chaltry says the current nursing shortage in New Mexico is severe, and he's aware of the challenges.
Trying to find nurses anywhere is extremely competitive. There are certain places which may have a better advantage. For instance, in the metropolitan areas, they seem to be able to offer more in the way of salaries, benefits, things of that sort. While the state of New Mexico has an excellent benefit package, we've not been able to really bring nurses in at the rate we would like. And so it's been difficult for us, and we're looking for every opportunity to help with our recruitment of nurses, looking at retention efforts as well.
And how does this shortage of nurses across the state, Bill, affect the delivery of health care, Albuquerque versus Raton, for instance?
There's a big difference between the rural areas such as Raton and the Albuquerque areas. So many of the things that we do in the Department of Health require nursing care, whether it's public health offices, whether it's our facilities that we provide services from. In our offices in Santa Fe, we're working with epidemiology. We have nurses who work with our licensing bureau, Department of Health Improvement. Nursing is a big deal for the Department of Health. So regardless of whether it's rural or metropolitan, we have got positions that we need to fill in order to meet the needs of the citizens of New Mexico.
Chaltry adds that the Department of Health offers a lot of rewarding job experiences, calling adoption of these new rules an opportunity for more nurses to consider DOH as a career option. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.